Morning, everybody. Whoever's in our class on Wednesday nights know that I'm going to welcome all the visitors. But it seems like most of our visitors are becoming normals. And I guess I never met the gentleman in the back, but it seems like everybody knows him, but I don't. So it's good to see all the visitors. And I just want to let you know that everything that I say here this morning, I mean it to come from the Bible. And everybody in this group agrees with me. And if you hear anything that you don't agree with, then come see myself or one of the elders, and we'll take it straight. Everybody here has somebody that they want to help in their life. And we've spent hours awake thinking about how to reach this person, how to help this person. And it hurts you. How do you get to that person that's in trouble? What do you do? So, James 5, verse 13, if anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Just look to the Bible and it tells you what to do. Pray. If anyone is suffering, pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing psalms. If anyone among you is sick, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So if someone's sick, you call the elders and they come and they pray over you. We use the church, we use the prayer to help those people that we want to help. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you will be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we're supposed to confess our trespasses to one another. You know, being raised in the church and being part of it and then leaving the church and coming back, you know, you notice different things, and you know, you just kind of, your eyes get open every time you start to study the Bible and get back into it. And you know, I think that our society is too proud to really, you know, admit your trespasses to one another. You know, we see it every now and then, but how often do we get together and do we really pray? You know, Jim, Roger, you know, we got together and we had a prayer session in the morning, and it was really uplifting. That's the first time I'd ever done that, and it was, wow, the power of prayer is just, it's amazing. It tells us right here, it will heal the sick, it will do all these things. And the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain over the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. The earth produced its fruit. So here we learn that if you really want to help that person, if you really want to teach that person, the person you knock your head saying, how do I get to this person? Everybody has somebody in their life that they're trying to get to. I know that. Everybody. Whether they're work, son, daughter, everybody here wants to help somebody. We're trying to teach the Word of God to somebody. We're trying to help them. And all of us know the Bible. It says to help people. Basically, all it says is help, 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 help. That's all it is. Let's help people. But how do we do it? When you look to the scriptures, it teaches us to pray. That's the main thing we do to help people. But if you look in John, verse 9, verse 31, and we know that God does not hear sinners. If anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. So, if you're a sinner, why bother praying? Let's be blunt. Why bother praying? Do you really want to help that person? Stop sinning. Let's do what the Bible says. Proverbs 89, verse 9. One who turns his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Ouch. So, why, if you really want to help that person, What does the scripture says? It says to pray. But before you pray, you need to look right here. You need to look at yourself. What are we doing? We could spend hours talking about works. We could spend all day and all night. But those of you who know me know that I'm not going to do that. I'm not much of a talker. So let's just get down to the nitty and gritty. James 1, verse 27 says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans, widows, in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Whenever, every time you visit a widow or an orphan, that is pure and undefiled religion. You visit a widow, it brightens their whole day. It makes them smile, you know. And you visit an orphan, of course. That's pure and undefiled religion. The only time religion is only mentioned in the Bible, even though you hear it all over the place, all over in our society, religion, religion, religion. This is the only time it's mentioned in the Bible as a positive thing. Pure and undefiled religion is visiting orphans, widows, and then read the rest of it. Keep oneself unspotted from the world. Keep oneself unspotted from the world, we think, oh, that's the elder's job. No. That's all of our jobs, become unspotted of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. So we are to go unto all nations and to teach the Word of God. This is the commandment that we've been given. To visit orphans, widows, and to go unto all nations, baptizing them. Nothing about it says, stay here. Let's be a good example at work. I hear that way too often. We already know we're supposed to remain unspotted from the world. So stop telling me that teaching the Word of God is being a good example at work. Stop telling me that you're not supposed to go and teach the Word of God. We're supposed to be out there knocking on doors. We're supposed to be out there doing the work of God, going to other people. Last sermon I gave, you know, I mentioned everyone gives these excuses. People in California are not into religion. I've heard people say, oh, there's too many Asians. Asians aren't into the gospel. I've heard all these excuses. No, it's not the way people are. Up the street, everybody knows that you know, I'm married a Jehovah's Witness. Dude, that's one of the strongest growing organizations in the world right now. They're stricter than we are. They don't celebrate birthdays, no holidays, nothing. And guys, they show up. Every single person that shows up on a Sunday morning shows up on a Wednesday night, and they all go out and they knock on doors. But so, why are they growing? They're stricter than we are. They're not allowed to have facial hair. They would look at Jay and be like, man, that guy's a sinner. They look at Joey and be like, man. Man, they're knocking on doors. They're doing the work of God. First Corinthians 9:16. For I preach the gospel, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is to me if I do not preach. So, if woe is to me if I do not preach the gospel, then do you think my prayers are being heard? You want to help that person that's in need? Make yourself straight first. Preach the word of God. Is the gospel supposed to be secret? I mean, we live in a world where It baffles me. Facebook is multi-million, or probably billion-dollar company, I don't know. There's people that just basically blew up this whole area and turned it into a money bank to where people can't afford to live here anymore. All that is done by advertising. If nobody knows that we exist, are we going to grow? Advertising is everything. And what's the best way to advertise? It's to get out there. It's to knock on doors. To talk to people. Sure, you need to be a good example, because we know that. We're supposed to remain unspotted from the world. But that's not going out and teaching the Word of God. In Revelation 3, verse 16 through 18, then so, because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, wealthy, and you have nothing, and I do not know what you're miserable. So guys, we don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be hot or cold. We need to be out there doing the work of God. Do you really want, God turns his face away from you sinning. Your prayers won't be heard. If you're not doing the work of God, then you might as well just not do nothing at all. Remain lukewarm. Matthew 9, 7, verse 21. Matthew 9, 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the work of my Lord and Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, I have prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. And I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me. All right, guys, so closing the sermon. I'm going to close it with an invitation and a challenge. In the next couple of days or weeks, we are going to start knocking on doors. And we are going to start doing the work of God. If anybody here feels that you have been lukewarm and need the prayers of the church, please come forward and stand and sing.